to want me to
want me, baby.
To want you to want me,
to want me, baby.
Just like I want you.
Come on, let's get down.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Try me.
You.
good evening, and welcome to Shake a Tail Feather. Whoops, we'll just turn that off, yes. And what are we doing tonight? My name is Jason, first of all, and you're listening to this on CITR 101.9 FM. I think sometimes, memory-wise, I wind up back in the my alma mater at CKUT at Radio McGill. But anyway, it is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The show is called Shake a Tail Feather. And we're on every Friday evenings from 10:30 to midnight, although next week, with sports programming resuming for the school year, we'll be on from 10-ish to midnight. So I think we did this about a month ago, but sports is in progress. Sports programming will be going on during the early part of the evening up until about 10 o'clock between next week and sometime in December. Which means Shake a Tail Feather will often start closer to 10 o'clock than 10:30. That's what I can guarantee you. What we've been doing all year, we've been doing a couple of series. Of course, the Motown one we've been doing throughout the year for the 50th anniversary. But the other anniversary I've decided to celebrate this year was the history of the very phrase rhythm and blues, in particular as applied to the Billboard music charts. Who had a black music chart before 1949, but in 1949 they actually came up with the phrase rhythm and blues, and specifically Jerry Wexler, who was the one of the journalists over at Billboard magazine, came up with that term to replace an older term called race music. And ever since then, it's been the, I guess it kind of has been an umbrella term for a lot of different styles of what has become urban music. But back in the day, meaning late 40s, 50s, and 60s, rhythm and blues really was a distinctive style of music. And so we've been going through the years from 1949, and we will be going up to the end of 1963 when Billboard decided to discontinue the chart. Because there was so much crossover between it and pop that they didn't feel there was a need for two charts with essentially the same music. But that decision would only last about 14 months. But that's kind of a good way to bookend an era. And so that's what we'll be doing. And we're up to 1959 this week. In fact, we just heard James Brown and the Famous Flames with Try Me, that off of a Bear Family compilation called Blowing the Fuse, actually total of 15 volumes covering 1945 to 1960. This is the 1959 volume, and that's the first track on it. So we'll be hearing a lot of tracks from this particular volume, as well as some other CDs that I've brought in from that particular year, and we'll be following along with some chart information that I've got courtesy of Joel Whitburn's Top 40, R&B Top 40 chart hits covering, well, the book covers from 1942 to 2004, but we're not obviously covering that extensive a time period. The phone number here is 604-822-2487. Why don't we just continue right along with, let's see now. Yes, Try Me was a hit, by the way, number one on the R&B charts in February of 1959. It was on the chart for, or actually it was at its peak position for 1 week. Followed by this song. Lloyd Price was a New Orleans rhythm and blues artist. He'd already had a number of hits by this point, but this one was a remake of a song that I think we heard on our first episode by somebody else by the name of Archibald, and the song was called Staggeredly, but Lloyd Price was the one who made the biggest impact commercially with his version of this song.
The night was clear and the moon and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Staggerly and Billy, two men who gambled late. Staggerly threw seven bitters for that.
got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. If I have to walk, I'm going just the same. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, but you know, yeah, myself.
Thank you. could cry inside for love of you. I felt a tear fall in my heart. You fooled me so. I wasn't smart. A new star.
Pretty girl.
Pretty girl.
Pretty, pretty, pretty girl.
Everywhere I
All the way,
oh, I'm on, oh, I'm on, top, top, top.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hey man, this is Big J Magnini. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
That's right, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Shake a Tail Feather you're listening to. My name is Jason, and we're on till midnight with another installment of the story of rhythm and blues according to Billboard. And not just, I've been throwing in stuff that didn't necessarily chart, at least that high. In 59, you had, of course, you had a Hot 100 in every genre, so that was in pop, rhythm and blues, country. You had a 100-position chart where there used to be two or three different charts. You now had one with 100 positions. And then you had another one introduced in January of that year, chart that is, that was called The Bubbling Under, and I think there was only one of those, but what it did was show all the songs that had potential to go under the Hot 100 but didn't actually necessarily get there. Some did. And they were, it was actually a good secondary chart to see what was doing well in certain regions, like let's say the Midwest or the Pacific Northwest or the South. Often if they did well in one or two of those regions but not nationally, they would be on the Bubbling Under chart, and if they managed to break through nationally, even if it was, you know, months or even a year or two later, then they would appear on the Hot 100. So that's basically how things worked. But anyway, we've been focusing on rhythm and blues charts since January, started with 49, and we're in 1959. And we just finished off with the Impalas, an interracial doo-wop group with a song called Sorry I Ran All the Way Home, one of the many groups that named themselves after cars. Before that, we heard the Fiestas, yet another one, a group, doo-wop group that kind of sound like they're edging towards soul music, much like the Impressions and the Drifters were around the same time. The song was called So Fine. And before that, Eugene Church and the Fellows, Pretty Girls Everywhere, and Brooke Benton before that with It's Just a Matter of Time. And Laverne Baker, who by this point was something of an R&B veteran, with I Cried a Tear. And the Skyliners before that with Since I Don't Have You. And and let me see now. There were a couple songs before that. Wilbert Harrison with Kansas City and Lloyd Price with Stagger Lee. That's where we started the whole set off. The number here, 604-822-2487. If you have any 1959 rhythm and blues requests or requests for future shows, that's fine too. And we'll just mosey right along here with some Sam Cooke.
Everybody loves to cha-cha-cha. Mm. Little children like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. Ooh. Everybody likes to cha-cha-cha. Took my baby to the hop last night. And what to my surprise, when we got there, she hit me with the news right between the eyes. Yeah, she said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She couldn't, no, she couldn't cha-cha-cha. Ooh, my baby couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, they'd play some other dance. But we sat there for an hour and a half, and we never got a chance. For every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Tom Dooley, T-for-2, cha-cha-cha. Ooh, every number was the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, there's only one thing we can do. Baby, if you're
take you by the hand. I'm gonna teach this dance to you. Then I taught her 1, 2, ooh, 1, 2, and up now, baby, and back now. That's right, turn now, all right, let's cross now. Ooh, I taught my baby how to cha cha cha. We kept on dancing. Was I surprised? For you see, after we practiced for a little while, she was doing it better than me. Now my baby loves to do the cha-cha-cha. Ooh, she loves to do the cha-cha-cha. She likes the ooh, she likes the cha-cha-cha. Ooh, everybody likes the cha-cha-cha. They do it 1, 2. All right, 1, 2. Up now, all right, back now, all right, baby, let's cross now, and turn now. Whoa, 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 la cha 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 cha.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what it was too. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Ta-ta-ta. History. Mm-hmm. Biology. Well, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Yeah. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that if
you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Candles. There is something on your mind by the way you look at me. There is something on your mind, honey, by the way you look at me. Can what you're thinking bring happiness, or will it bring misery? No, no, please don't try to tell me. I think I understand. No, no, you don't have to tell me, pretty baby.
You're mine. yourself to me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Hi, this is Naomi Shelton in the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR.
And Shake a Tail Feather with you until midnight when Pyrrha comes in with Vampire's Ball until 4 o'clock. So you can stay up really, really early or late or early or whatever, however you want to call it. We just heard a fairly lengthy set, so I guess what I'll do is I'll start at the beginning. Let me see, where did I start? Yes, I started with Sam Cooke, Everybody Loves to Cha-Cha-Cha. And, of course, the Cha-Cha-Cha was one of the many music and dance crazes at the tail end of the 50s. And that song was kind of a, you know, one of those songs cashing in on one of those crazes. Sam Cooke, formerly of the Soul Stirrers and a gospel singer, had crossed over to pop in 1957 with You Send Me. And by the end of the decade, he was still recording a lot of what they used to call middle of the road, which I guess would also, you could call adult contemporary, you know, but not really for the young listeners, more for their parents. pop standards, but he would sing them in a way that was still very gospel-inflected, and he also was beginning to do material that was aimed at the younger audience as well. What a Wonderful World is probably a better example of that, and you get that in the late 50s. There's that kind of move away from the rawness of early rock and roll and rhythm and blues into a more polished sound with string sections and backup singers and all that stuff. So we heard What a Wonderful World. We followed that with The Crests and 16 Candles. And Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with the original version of The Twist, a dance and a song and a group actually out of Chicago. And of course, this would be resurrected less than a year later by Chubby Checker. Don and Dewey with Farmer John, that song being one of the many songs, late 50s, early 60s, that would inspire not only a lot of R&B artists, but also a lot of garage bands to do songs like that. And an L.A. band in the 60s called The Premiers did a cover of Farmer John in about 64 or 65. Dave Baby Cortez and the Happy Organ. So that was that kind of swinging organ piece we heard somewhere in there. And organs were still not the most common thing in R&B music, but they did occasionally show up. Then we heard Big J. McNeely and Band featuring Little Sonny Warner on vocals with There's Something on Your Mind, and Big J. McNeely still performs even to this day. In fact, you heard him at the top of the hour doing our station ID, but by this point, most of those tenor saxophonists that had been so popular in the 40s and throughout much of the 50s had kind of dwindled in terms of their popularity, but Big J. McNeely was still actually hitting the charts. And it's not to say that saxophonists weren't still leaving their mark. I mean, you had King Curtis and a number of other people playing not only jazz, but also being featured on a number of rhythm and blues tracks as well. So they were still there. Then we heard the Falcons with You're So Fine, and yet another doo-wop group that kind of dovetailed into the early soul era. Now, with the Falcons, they were being led by Joe Stubbs, whose brother Levi Stubbs was already in a group called the Four Aces, soon to become the Four Tops. And they would join Motown in 1963. So, and the Falcons themselves would become kind of a, not a super group, but they were a group through which a lot of very well-known people would pass through their lineup, Wilson Pickett and Eddie Floyd, among others. But that was a few years later. So it's about 11:30. The number here is 604-822-2487 if you have requests for tonight or for future shows. The show is Shake a Tail Feather. My name is Jason. And we're doing the year 1959 in the story of rhythm and blues, celebrating the 60th anniversary of the term rhythm and blues and its use in music charts. The Drifters were yet another group with deep roots in both doo-wop and gospel. They had changed lineups very, very frequently, and originally they were fronted by Clyde McFadder, who was now recording solo. And then the group went through a number of changes, but fell into kind of disrepair, and eventually they were fired by their manager, and another group called the Crowns, who were performing at the Apollo on the same bill, were made into the New Drifters, and their leader was Ben E. King. They had released a song or two before this next one, and then they went into the studio to do this one using kind of a Brazilian rhythm and a very kind of almost stark arrangement and a very soulful vocal. But Jerry Wexler, who, by the way, coined the term rhythm and blues when he was working at Billboard, but by this point had been working at Atlantic Records for a number of years, he was in the studio listening to the finished product, and stories vary, but he apparently wasn't very happy with it, and some stories have him getting so angry that he threw his tuna fish sandwich against the wall. So anyway, one of those apocryphal stories. But despite the objections of management, it was released, and it was a huge, huge success. Yet another vocal group song ushering in the soul group era. This is Benny King and the Drifters, "There Goes My Baby."
True love, true love, true love. spell. You don't do right. Don't do right. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, see about me now, yeah. All right. All right. Oh, play it, boy.
you were my pet. I want to tell you how much I love you.
Troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold-cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
It was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Say that. feel alright.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been so good to me. You know you make me wanna
lift
my hands up and throw my hands back and kick my heels up and come on now, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. A little bit softer now, 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 a little bit softer now.
I can't see a thing.
CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
And we've got about 5 minutes left. Pyrrha is here setting up with 4 Vampire's Ball, which will be beginning imminently and taking you till 4 o'clock. And which means I'm just packing my stuff up, which is fine because I'll be here on Sunday, actually. I'll be here covering for Heather, and usually the Queer FM airs Sundays 6 p.m. to 8. But she will be otherwise occupied, so I will be filling in for her, and as I did, I think, last month, I will be giving you an extra episode of Shake a Tail Feather. I'll be covering the rest of 1959 and going into the following year as much as possible in the 2 hours. I should be able to cover in 2 hours from where we left off or leave off tonight, so do stay tuned. The same station, 6 to 8 on Sunday, for an extra edition of Shake a Tail Feather. And of course, next week I'll be back, but starting probably, I'm going to say 10 o'clock, but sometimes the games go a little bit overtime. But I'll say we start at 10 o'clock for the sports season. So it'll be a 2-hour show on Friday night starting next week as well. So you just heard The Flamingos' I Only Have Eyes for You. That song is an old standard from the 30s that was redone by The Flamingos, who had already changed lineup and changed cities a few different times over the 50s, but that was the biggest hit of their career. And we heard the Isley Brothers with Shout, Parts 1 and 2. And before that, the Clovers with Love Potion Number 9. And Phil Phillips and the Twilights with the original version of Sea of Love. And Ray Charles with What I Say, Parts 1 and 2 before that. And we had a double shot of the Drifters as well. There Goes My Baby, followed by If You Cry, True Love, True Love. The Benny King version of the Drifters on that one. And yeah, so that's bringing us to more or less the latter part of 1959 chart-wise. I'm going to start to put everything together here. But on Sunday, we'll continue with a few selections from the end of that year, moving into 1960. And that transitional period in where rhythm and blues becomes soul music due to a lot of different influences. So we'll be consulting the old Blowing the Fuse volume 1960 as well as 59 on Sunday, but I'll be, of course, digging through some of the other stuff I brought in tonight and a couple of other things, too. So there should be enough to keep everybody occupied. And if you have any requests for that show or for any future shows, any of the Friday ones, do give me an email at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca, or else join the Facebook group for Shake a Tail Feather. So, without any further ado, I'm going to cue this up. This is Fats Domino. I think this is probably very suitable. This is called I Want to Walk You Home. So till Sunday, take care and have a good evening, or what's left of it, and the morning. Bye for now.
I want to walk you home. Please let me walk you home. So good to me. Ooh, I wish I was a lucky guy who could walk you right on down the aisle. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I'm not trying.
trying to be sport. I'm not trying to break your heart. But if I ask you for a date, will you tell me that I'm not too late? I wanna hold your hand. Please let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Please let me hold your hand. You look so good to me. Ooh, I saw you walking all alone. That's why I wanna walk you home. So let me walk you home. Please let me walk you home. I wanna walk you home. Please let me walk you home. You look so good to me. Ooh, I saw you walking all alone. That's why I wanna walk you home. That's why I wanna walk you home.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.